Welcome to the Market Mystics Podcast. I'm Joshua.
I'm Kim. Let's dive in.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, everybody. Kim, what's new with you today?
I don't know, but I feel like you're using your radio voice today.
Am I?
I wasn't, think you might be.
I wasn't really trying to, but welcome to KJ109, the Market Mystics. I don't know where 109 came from. I was just taking our initials and putting it together.
KJMM. FM.
It's funny. Okay, so today we want to talk about the idea of the environment you create and doing it intentionally, doing it not intentionally. Do others pick up on it? And this sort of like came from this conversation. We've talked many times about how Kim and her husband, Jason, have a podcast studio in Kansas where you can come in and rent space and record podcasts and do all sorts of different things. But they just recently moved to a new studio, and this weekend was your move-in, correct? Mm-hmm. I'm glad I was out of town.
It would have been helping too. I know it.
But yeah, so you guys moved into a new space and you've been talking about like, okay, I had this intention in mind when I was picking furniture and colors and decor. And so if you just want to continue that a little bit and share.
For sure. So number one, remember, rewind, we did Kim is Fun. I learned that I have a hobby and I love putting together a space. This is what I've learned about myself, but I'm really intentional about colors, fabrics, just overall aesthetics with mm-hmm. things. And especially for a space that I'm in, I want it to be, it's a funny thing. Cause I have wondered like, is this like kind of like feng shui? Cause I don't know, like, I don't actually know the principles of that, but it has to do with evoking certain emotions and feelings and vibes essentially. Yeah. But that's kind of what I do in a space. And I had forgotten how intentional I need to be sometimes when there are more people who come into my space than just me and my family. Because I've gotten really good at kind of governing the atmosphere and having a certain vibe that I allow in the space around me. That's just kind of who I am. And so I kind of put that out there. So I tend to be really intentional about love and peace, or like calm. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to walk into my space and have super high energy from me unless something's really off.
Yeah.
But it's a very intentional thing. And it's fun. It's been really fun because I've had a few different people who come in and they'll sit on the sofa and they will talk to me and they're like, wow, it is just so calm. And I just feel so calm in here. I'm like, really? That's awesome. I'm really intentional about that. But what I've forgotten is how much governing that takes sometimes. Mm. You have other people coming in constantly. And people who carry their own energies, and most people do. And today I had this instance, somebody came in real hot, like they were just fired up about something and brought with them kind of an energy of chaos. And my whole being, I'm just getting real weird today. My whole being was just like, whoa, 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 this is not what we do here.
That was probably important.
I know, but I was just reminded how intentional I need to be about setting that, because I set it for me to sit in it and people come in, but also for kind of what's this, I do know this sounds crazy, for what I allow in my space, you know, and that never did cross the threshold, but I try to be pretty intentional with it, but I am now being reminded that I need to be even more intentional. Yeah. Not everybody subjects themselves to my vibe.
Yeah. No, I mean, I get that, but also, like, I think what you said about governing your space is important because it's one thing to create an atmosphere or create a space and say, this is my intention for the space. But if you don't govern it, then you just allow whatever someone else is carrying to come into that space. And this is something I think is interesting. And it clicked in my mind while you were talking. There's this been this trend that I've seen on TikTok where people are getting rid of the like kind of white, very clean aesthetic, and that's fairly common in houses, and moving back into colors in rooms and decor. And I actually really like it because I always hated, I don't hate, but didn't love the just like
Whitewashed
everything
everything.
being white or cream or whatever. Like I didn't love that. And so it's been TikTok knows I enjoy these videos, so it keeps feeding them to me.
You also like creating beautiful spaces.
Well, I like seeing beautiful spaces.
That's fair.
But it made me think, like, while you were talking about that, like I've seen some pictures of the studio. It's not just all whites. And it made me wonder, if you totally whitewash a space, does it actually make it harder to govern because it's such a blank palette?
Oh, that's a good thought. I don't know.
I don't
I
know
don't
either.
know. Or I don't know. I also wonder if you don't like put things there intentionally, whether it be like physical items or colors or even vibes. I mean, like, is it just an open invitation for something else to fill that space? You know what I mean? You want to know something that is, this is just real life, Kim. One of the biggest struggles in our house is if the table is clean, it's like open invitation for people to just pile stuff on it. You know what I mean? But it's like if it's empty, then things will go there. But in this conversation, I wonder something similar, like with your all white environment, is it just essentially so clean that now anything will stick?
I don't know. I don't actually have the answer. It just like it popped into my head because I feel like the videos that I watch, and I know some of it's the editing and some of it's the like how they're doing the video, but I'm like the rooms after they have like color and different furniture and things in it, like it's got a different feel. Like it's almost doesn't even look like the same room. And and I know that's the intention of the video, but also I'm like, but that's real. Like there's something walking into a home that is whitewashed versus a home that, has color and art and things. Like it has a different feel inside of it. And I don't know that either of them have to be bad. I'm just recognizing that there's a difference. Makes me think about I used to live with a friend for a few years, and when he moved into this house, like every room was a different color. And he was like slowly one by one going through and kind of modernizing the colors a little bit. And the kitchen was kind of this burnt orange color. And it was very, like it stood out. It was very bold. And one day we were talking about it, and he's like, I think this is the first room we're gonna paint in this area. He's like, we're gonna like, I think he had done his bedroom and bathroom, and he was like, we're gonna do the kitchen next. And he started like for some reason, either he or his girlfriend or something, like looked up what does the color orange mean? And one of the things they found was that orange signifies conversation. And then they realized that everyone in the house even if they weren't eating, gathered in the kitchen space and just would stand there and talk. Like it just became the place that we had conversations. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, well, now I don't want to paint it because like, this is such a great space for that. Mm-hmm. And it was a really interesting thing because it's like, you know, not super mystical, weird people, but like recognize that there's something about the color of this room that makes people want to be in here and have conversations.
Well, I think there's like color psychology, color theory. Color mm-hmm. theory goes beyond just the psychology of it, but there are things like that. Like you'll look at fast food restaurants and so many of them use red and yellow. It's because both of those invoke hunger. Mm. So you'll see like Burger King has things like that, and McDonald's has things like that, and Chick-fil-A has things like that, you know, like all of these different, you just take a look around and you'll start recognizing that. Even when we started our company, we talked about this mm-hmm. and I don't know, was it for Upper Room or was it for Market Mystics? It might have been for Market Mystics even. I don't know, but we were very intentional with the colors that we chose.
Yeah, we were for both, but I mean, specifically, I remember like painting our offices like a very, like very specific.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it was because of the kind of business we were doing and because of mm-hmm. the vibe that we wanted it to carry.
Yeah.
And we were intentional about it.
Yeah. And it worked.
It had
the feel that we wanted it to.
It absolutely did. It's an interesting thing. You know, I think about like intentional environments. Sometimes, do you ever find yourself just being subject to an environment and you didn't like mean to subject yourself to it?
Yeah.
I do this. Jason, my husband, he tends to be a very, I don't even know what word to use. I know what it makes me feel like. Frantic eater. So if we sit down and eat like our sharing food,
yeah.
He's like, he'll like start eating. And I don't even know that he eats fast. There's just something about the energy that he carries with it that yeah. then makes me feel like I need to eat fast. And I'll catch myself and I'll be like, this isn't how I eat. I'm like such a slow grazer. I'm always like the very last one to finish, but I'll find myself adapting to the energy that he brings to the table, like literally mm-hmm. to the dinner table. And I don't think it's a bad one. It's just that it isn't mine, mm-hmm. you know, but sometimes I do. I find myself like subjecting myself to it. And I think sometimes in work environments, in family environments, in church environments, in all kinds of interpersonal environments, you might find yourself doing that. Like you go to a high energy concert and you'll probably step into that high energy as well. You know what I mean? Something will probably get your blood pumping and get you revved up. You step into a funeral and whether you knew the person or not, your energy will probably become somewhere around somber unless somehow they have high energy there, you know, but there are just different situations and different things like this. And I know we have the ability to carry our own energy without making it like fight. Like you don't have to like come assault people, right? With what you carry. But you can still be very autonomous in things like that. And sometimes also it's kind of necessary to blend in, or what is that? What would the word be? Submit to it? I don't know.
I think that word carries a heavy weight for some people, but I think in like you're coming in line with that energy or
aligning with.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound so aggressive.
Right. I think either word would work. I think one of them just has a heavier vibe in our life.
Right. Right. It It's true. But I think about even, you know, when we would talk about rest, and I mean, that is an energy as well, right? Being able to carry that energy of rest into all the different parts of your life. So even if it's something that could be very chaotic and stressful, like maintaining that state of rest so that you don't get sucked into that. This is exactly the same kind of stuff, right? And I think about a lot of times you can enter an environment where there's chaos or there's conflict and it is palpable. Like, have you ever just walked into a room and you can feel it? You're like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. Something is going on right now. And you can feel it, but I think you don't necessarily have to take it on as your own. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Right. Yeah. 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 I don't think, I was going to say, I don't think that always everywhere you go, you are supposed to govern the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I don't know if that's actually true, but, yeah, you don't have to dominate. Like, not everywhere you go are you called to change it. Like, maybe you're just supposed to be there. Like, that's an important thing to be able to discern.
That's true.
And part of the reason I was thinking that is, like, governing takes a lot of energy. And, like, I think it's one of those, like, choose your battles. Like, if you walk into a Wendy's or something, like, do you want to govern that atmosphere? Or do you want to have capacity when you go home and something's going crazy at home? Like, you know, I just think it's a, how do you wish to use your energy?
Yeah. See, I think that's kind of interesting too, because this is what we're talking about, like governing atmospheres and governing environments. But I think also simply governing yourself in, like, in this realm of what we're talking about, like in your energy and what you'll allow to be absorbed or taken on by yourself. You could be in complete chaos, but you could choose to maintain the rest.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's really important. Years and years ago, the first person I ever heard talk about any of this was Mike Parsons, who was on a few months ago, maybe like 6 months ago now. That's wild. But he talked about this concept of expanding your spirit. And it's essentially like, I mean, it's similar to what people would call like an aura or whatever, at your bubble. Right. But essentially, like, how far out does yourself reach? Not physically, not like how wide are you, but like how far out does your energy go? And the ability to take something like bring peace into chaos. And can you focus and can you expand that out so that it, and it's not in an accosting way, it's not to, again, dominate, it is to bring some order into something that may not be orderly at the time. Like, maybe nobody is governing it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think there's something to be said about some of those things also, but I'd also give a word of caution to do it as you're led by the Lord. Because I also know that the spiritual realm is very real. And if you go into certain spaces that have pretty strong governments spiritually, they're not always fond of like a takeover.
Yeah. Well, I know people don't love the term politics, but the spirit realm has an order, has a structure, and sort of has some politics.
It's true. I've never thought of it that way, but I think that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I know you and I have talked about like negotiating terms or travel or different things, and like it's politics if you want to use those terms in some way.
This is so true. This is so okay. So here's a good example. We've done plenty of international travel together. Mm-hmm. Most of it, if not all of it, has been because the Lord told us to go do it. Right. But we also were really intentional about making sure that we had proper authority to go step foot there so that the principalities and powers that be there are not threatened by us and don't, like, I don't know, try to take us out or something.
Yeah.
It's kind of important. It's kind of like going to the neighbors and knocking on the door before you just walk in. Like,
yes, it's important.
It is important. Yeah. Even if you're bringing cookies and peace.
Right. Yeah. It's just, it's common decency or common practice in someone else's space. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's an interesting conversation. Did not quite go how I thought it was going to go, but good.
I really enjoyed it.
Well, good. Okay. I hope our listeners did too. I'm glad you guys tuned in. And if you have any input, we'd love to hear it.
That is all for KJFM, blah, blah, blah. Stay tuned for a word from our sponsors. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening. Keep up with us along this journey by liking, subscribing, and becoming a member through YouTube.
Members get exclusive access to bonus content with our guests, deeper dives into topics, and a look into other projects. We're glad to have you here. See you next time.